The weekend's cultural highlights in the region include a new dance festival, the nephew of a pop art icon, a film festival gone to the dogs, the meeting of two creative minds, French-American electro swing, a season-topping performance of Shakespeare, and a whole lot more. The third annual Chatham Dance Festival, a month-long celebration of American dance at PS21 in Chatham, New York, kicks off this weekend with performances by Ryu Dance from New York City tonight and Saturday at 8 p.m. Upcoming artists include the Chase Brock Experience, Dance Hagenbottom, and Parsons Dance. James Warhola, nephew of artist Andy Warhol and the illustrator of such children's picture books as Uncle Andy's Cats, will discuss his work and sign books at Norman Rockwell Museum in Stockbridge, Massachusetts, on Saturday from 1 to 5 p.m. as part of Uncle Andy's Cats and Other Pet Stories, a family day filled with storytelling, art making, and talks. Uncle Andy's work can also currently be seen in the museum's exhibition, Rockwell and Realism in an Abstract World. The first ever nationally touring Dog Film Festival stops at the Mahawi in Great Barrington on Sunday for a family-oriented screening at 11 a.m. and a different program at 1:30 p.m. The festival celebrates the remarkable bond between dogs and their people and will benefit the Berkshire Humane Society. Also at the Mahawi, two great creative minds will meet when photographer Gregory Crutzen will discuss the making of his most recent body of work, Cathedral of the Pines, in conversation with author Rick Moody on Monday at 7 p.m. The evening will include the first ever projected slideshow presentation of Cathedral of the Pines in its entirety, set to a soundtrack by Yola Tengo. Ginkgoa brings its unique blend of vintage Paris chic and New York City cool to Club Helsinki Hudson tonight at 9 p.m. Ginkgoa composes French songs with an American vibe and American songs with a French touch to create a unique electro swing dance music. Authors Annie DeWitt, W.B. Belcher, and Chanel Dubovsky will read from their works at Spotty Dog Books and Ale in Hudson, New York on Saturday at 7 p.m. as part of Volume, the free monthly reading and music series held every second Saturday of the month. The readings will be followed by book signing and a music set by DJ Shanikia McIntosh. Music from High Peaks, featuring soloists with the Catskill High Peaks Festival Chamber Orchestra, will perform works by Bach, Mio, Halverson, and others at the Bridge Street Theater in Catskill, New York, tonight at 7 p.m. And finally, this summer's production of The Merchant of Venice, directed by Tina Packer and starring Jonathan Epstein as Shylock, is Shakespeare and Company at its best, combining a skillful presentation of the text with an improvisatory spirit that is true to the history of Shakespearean theater while signaling the timeless and contemporary nature of the work. It's also darn funny and entertaining. It is a comedy, after all, and it runs through August 21st. It's the best darn thing I've seen all summer. I'm Seth Rogovoy, and that's the Rogovoy Report for this weekend.